And I would like you, Mr. Esland, to read the final poem from your book, Consolation Comes Late, in English.
Do it, Glenn. Consolation comes late. Late at night, the silence and the pen, the polished beauty of a stanza, will more than once lead your spirit astray. Like a desert wandering entrenched by chimeras, you will see how impetuously Pegasus flies with his laurel wreath for your heroic song, to be sung at Sabbath, holiday, and Monday. The deepest secrets, which no one has ever known, will like bubbles mirroring the sun, shine thousandfold bright in dazzling play, and suddenly darken and vanish away. And you remain, after all, the fool, the lovable one, the laughable one, and loved by me, therefore. Like the penguin from the Isles of Silver, which my greedy neighbor has brought here to torment and see it watching die. Such a wonderful singing death, although he cannot sing, but dying he knows well. Oh, my dear believer, how late comes the long-awaited consolation. Did you know? It too seeks to be redeemed. A lifelong, it struggles and shouts, I am here, I am here. But you didn't hear it. You thought it far away. Only later, when the silver gray years have come, like a matriarch, neat, serene, and silent, while the splendid, abundant consolation which he offers you now with open hand, payment for everything, you no longer need it at all. You have enough already. Does one need a bridge over a drying out stream? But then is when you can understand that one must never be allowed to weary of hacking at the hearthstone, like a sinner before God, sobbing in ecstatic grief, beating his heart with his fist, till the barely audible echo of a faraway answers with a shadow, with only a bare idea of a word. I am here. I am here. But till then, dear believing fellow men, if someone mentions immortality to you, give only the faintest little smile. Oh, suffering one, be silent. As the weak-winged penguin, so much like myself in my own cage, because he cannot fly, he cannot sing, never could. And that neighbor of mine drums at him and shouts, sing! Why in the hell don't you sing?